American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, I wait. You know, we go through the weekday shows here, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I'm just going to be right up front with you. I go through those shows to get to this day. I love getting together with you on Sundays live across the country on hundreds of radio stations. Now, 13 years into this massive broadcast, we continue to grow. And we couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without our partners. So let me give a quick mention to the fact that you are in the Carr Firearms Group studios with me on the Lead Slingers microphone. Every bit of it presented to you, as you just heard Peter Reif in the intro mention, by X Insurance. There are so many things we're getting ready to do with X Insurance. I cannot wait until we're ready to pop them for you and let you know. But it advances freedom. We're thrilled to be partners with these amazing people. And, of course, if you're watching the program, you can see Daniel Defense right above my head. If not, make sure to visit danieldefense.com. All of our partners we'll talk about in just a little bit as we get the program rolling today. It's going to go fast, I promise you. Buckle in. And I just want to make one announcement before we get going at the top of this hour. On Thursday, I will be hosting, emceeing the Double D Foundation event as the MC at that fantastic Daniel Defense facility inside the walls of freedom, where freedom is literally built. Hundreds of people will be there in support of the Double D Foundation. And I'll give you some information where you can go and check out all the silent auction stuff. I'm excited about that. Getting ready to head down to 100 Warfighter Way. What a great address, right? 100 Warfighter Way, Black Creek, Georgia, just outside Savannah. So we're going to take a little ride down there this week, and we're going to have some fun. What we're going to do for the weekday show for those 2 days, I'm not sure yet. Maybe I'll broadcast from down there. I will keep you advised. Stay tuned. All right. We spoke last week about a myriad of topics and focused predominantly on the Supreme Court case, what a victory will look like. We also spoke about health, your guns as a health epidemic. We spent a lot of time on that on the weekday show. We're going to touch on some of that again today for this much, much larger audience, for all of you out there in Armed American Radio land. New York, particular, up there in New York City, you're tuned in, as you are in Albany and Rochester and across the state. We have just so much to cover for you. You guys are at the epicenter of what is getting ready to happen in just 3 weeks as the Supreme Court hears the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association v. New York. And this is an incredibly important case. We will talk with our next guest about that, our first guest about that, and just a bunch of other stuff. So buckle yourself in. Let's get cracking. Let's go right to it and welcome Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, to the program for the first half hour. Alan, how the heck are you? It's going to be great to hear your voice. I just had the opportunity to see you a week ago. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Recouped from the travel. It was great being with you and being live in person, so to speak.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that travel was epic, wasn't it? Having to run through Newark, boy, that was something else. And then the drive up, where Alan and I spent some time together with Carr Arms over last weekend. And that is past history. We talked about it before. We'll talk about it with Justin Moon coming up in the third hour of this broadcast today. Alan, I spent a lot of time on the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association and the CCRKBA amicus brief over the week, and that's something I want to go with you, but we'll do that later. I want to start with fresh new lawsuits that the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in and winning. So take your pick and run with it, and we'll discuss it. I'm going to turn it over to you. What do we need to know?
Well, let's take it in chronological order. Not last week, but just the end of the week before, we filed a suit against New York City for their ban on stun guns and tasers. And, of course, there's already some case law around the country where stun guns and tasers are considered arms protected by the Second Amendment. And an absolute ban on that should be an obvious win for us in court. And so I'm kind of excited to slap New York City again because, as you know, they deserve it more than any other city in the country.
Alan, but they don't care. New York doesn't care about precedent. And what do we run a risk of getting a bad judge in New York? I mean, how is this going to work? New York City, you're listening now. Pay careful attention to what Alan is telling you. Your freedoms are at stake, and we've got a lot on the line in New York coming up, Alan. This is just but one of them. But de Blasio, they don't care. So how do we approach this?
Well, I don't care if they don't care. We care about protecting the Second Amendment, and New York City residents should have rights under that amendment. And while New York doesn't want to recognize it, there's no doubt that, you know, higher courts will. So this is one we're going to definitely win, you know, if we don't get the judge ruling in our favor, which I believe we will. But if we don't, the upper courts will take care of it. And I'm not concerned about this one. We will win it and, wow, again, stick it to New York for their anti-gun policies.
I love hearing that from you. And I know over the years, it's tough sometimes to say things like that when you're talking about judges and you're talking about courts. But you are very confident here, just like you were in Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about that briefly. So what is the implication? Let's assume that we go into court, we win this thing right up front. What happens for New York City residents? What does it mean for them?
It means they'd be allowed to own tasers and stun guns for self-protection and have a non-lethal means of arms for self-defense, which, of course, with New York's crazy laws, it makes it next impossible to defend oneself, especially when you're outside your own home. So this is just another, shot across their bow, giving New York citizens and residents the same rights other people have in other places around the country.
Well, it begs this question. If they attack our guns, which they do, and they go after stun guns. This is non-lethal self-defense, folks, we're talking about here. These are, my daughter carries the Tiger Light, the DAD, in New York City. That's a no-no. She'd go to jail for that. Are they just anti-self-defense, or is this just some type of power trip? I mean, that's a legitimate question to ask when they're going after everything, not just our guns.
I think it's a power trip, but it's also the fact that they're anti-gun and anti-self-defense. Let's be candid. Politicians in New York City are crackers. And, when they do these things, they're not going to win over time. It takes us time and money to fight it and stop it. But, stopping the bans on stun guns and tasers in New York also reinforces Second Amendment rights for other firearms and other types of means of self-defense. So I'm kind of excited about it.
I am, too. Every time I hear you get excited about these things, I love it. Can you briefly tell us before we move forward to some other cases about that precedent? What's giving you that confidence?
I believe it was New Jersey. The courts ruled that their stun gun ban was unconstitutional. And so there's already some court precedents in our favor. And, of course, while they may not be binding on New York, they're obviously something people will look at and obviously will be quoted in, arguments and briefs.
What is that, the same circuit?
No, I believe New York's a different circuit than New Jersey. I think New Jersey is with Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. But this
That's
is
right.
One mark we're going to win. I mean, we don't need to really get in the weeds on it, so to speak. But it's going to be a victory for Second Amendment rights, and just
outstanding.
The more bricks we build in the foundation supporting Second Amendment rights, the harder it is for them to ever take it away from us.
Boy, you better believe it. And you've got some great comments coming in. I want to read one from Mark that says, "Attaboy, Alan." I'm just going to leave it at that because it is the genius of Alan Gottlieb that gets these things done, ladies and gentlemen. You can support us and support Alan Gottlieb at SAF for SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. These cases are not free. They cost money. And if we don't fight these battles, New Yorkers, you still won't have the right to carry any of these devices for non-lethal or lethal self-defense. Alan, with the very brief minute that we have coming up now, California, what's going on there? That place is a cesspool of hatred of our freedoms.
Well, I need more than a minute, but let me start it, okay? California just passed a law that went into effect that bans gun shows on publicly owned property like convention centers, fairgrounds, et cetera. We filed suit against it. And there's a good backstory to this one, so I really want to get into it. Spend a little bit more than a minute on it, but this is going to be a case again where we're going to win it, I promise.
Wow, you're hearing promises from Mr. Gottlieb, and we're going to tell you about a case he promised right here on the show. that came true. Greg, how much time do we have? Less than 30 seconds, I understand? Less than 30. So we're going to turn the mic over to Alan when we come back and let him get down into the weeds on this California banning gun shows. We need good news coming out of California, honestly. California Democrats have 100% power at every level of government, from school boards up in that state. They can do anything they want, and they do. And when we come back, we're going to hear about what you just heard Alan say. We're going to win it. We need victories in these areas. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation. Next segment's going to go quick. Buckle in. We'll be back with the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, right after this. Don't go away, please.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. Hey guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense in its entirety, makers of the best AR M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show. I want to give a shout out to Bullhead City, Arizona. You're tuned in today. Love you guys out there. Just saw some comments coming in from Bullhead, from Kenny. Kenny, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. You are live on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast with me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom around the country, every state, nearing 300 stations. We're getting close. We will get there. We're closer to 300 than not. So I can say that. That's an accurate statement as we continue to boom across the country. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Mr. Gottlieb, the California case, we need a victory in California so bad, so bad. Help us. Give us some hope, please.
Well, I will. Let me backtrack this. Last year, 2020, we won a suit against the Del Mar Fairgrounds, San Diego County, who banned gun shows. And we went to federal court and we won. And not only did we win, but over $500,000 in damages to the gun show promoter that the county was responsible for.
Right.
The legislature in California was so upset about our victory that they doubled down and passed a new law banning gun shows on all public property all across the state of California. And what they didn't realize, of course, is it's a related case to the one we already won. And so we filed suit on it, you know, last week. We're assigned to the same judge that ruled in our favor because it's a related case to it. And so he's obviously going to rule in our favor again. So that's why I'm saying to people in California, we're going to win again. And it's really great to smash the governor and do sign into law, Newsom, and the attorney general of the state for doing this. So we filed this on you know, in conjunction with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, the South Bay Rod and Gun Club, on Crossers of the West and some other exhibitors at gun shows. The case is known as BNL Productions versus Newsom. We're definitely going to win on it. I'm really excited about it because when the anti-gunners always overstep and overreach, they make it a little easier for us to smack them in court. And so this is going to be another big Second Amendment Foundation Court victory against the state of California.
Now, tell us about is the Ninth Circuit going to come into play here? Obviously, because Newsom and them don't care. They're just going to appeal. Are we going to be looking at an en banc panel and then some? Do we stand to lose all the way up into the 11th Circuit out there or the Ninth Circus? Excuse me.
I don't think so, quite frankly. But if we did, this is a great case to get to the U.S. Supreme Court to quote unquote certify that gun shows are protected by the Second Amendment and the First Amendment for that matter as well, and your right of assembly and right of free speech to attend a gun show. So I'm not very concerned about it. One way or the other, we're going to win this. They can drag it out if they want to. They can waste taxpayer money if they want to. It may cost the Second Amendment Foundation, you know, more dollars and more resources, but the higher up the courts they want to go, the more precedent setting it is for us. And so, again, we're going to smash California, and they deserve it.
Well, I tell you, if you're watching the show, I wish I had the old cartoon graphics, Alan, the bam, pow, whammo, because that's what it feels like, and that's great to know. Quick question. Will a victory in New York help us with a potential appeal in this case? Because obviously, just like we won in Chicago, you can't take away gun shops, so obviously this will help us as well. You think?
Well, every ruling supporting Second Amendment rights can't hurt us. It can only help us. And as you're aware, Mark, and many of your listeners are, right now over 80% of the Second Amendment case law that's been won in the courts has been won by the Second Amendment Foundation. So the precedents are piling up, and like I like to say, you know, they're bricks in the foundation to protect the Second Amendment for future generations. And these cases are ones that we're definitely going to win, and I'm really excited about it. Some of these get tough to win. Some of them, you know, we know we're in for a real battle. The two we just talked about are going to be, you know, going to be wins. The other side is on defense. Their tail's between their legs, and I want to keep it there.
That's absolutely outstanding news. Let's move to Pennsylvania. Listeners, when you hear Alan talk about getting a victory, he predicted on the show a slam dunk in PA. Alan, whoosh, it was a slam dunk. Tell us what happened in the PA case.
Well, I can't say it was a slam dunk. It was a lot of heavy work to get the ball to the basket. But this
makes
case,
sense.
This case goes back to 2018. And we sued the township, Robinson Township in Pennsylvania, for passing an ordinance that basically banned gun stores, gun ranges, and gun clubs. And we filed suit, and we got a federal judge who ruled against us, saying that we didn't have standing to sue. he had to appeal it to the appeals federal appeals court, and the federal appeals court said, yeah, they do have standing to sue, kicked it back down and said, you know, hear the case. The judge then, without even hearing the case, without even, you know, holding any motion, doing any motions or anything for any of the parties, ruled that the Second Amendment doesn't apply. And so, quote, to us, we don't have Second Amendment protection, and dismissed the case again. So we appealed again back to the appeals court. And the appeals court a couple of months ago ruled in our favor unanimously that, yes, the Second Amendment does, in fact, protect guns, gun clubs, gun stores, and gun ranges. It doesn't stop at your front door, and ordered the judge to, you know, render a decision on it. The judge then decided, because she didn't really want to render a decision, that why don't you guys go to mediation, figure out a way to resolve this problem, and I don't have to write a decision. Well, the township, again, is being spurred on, by the way, by the Brady Foundation and the Giffords, you know, gun prohibition group, who helped them out both financially and with legal counsel in the cases, decided that, you know, quote unquote, they didn't really necessarily want to do any mediation, were dragging their feet. And surprised us, the judge, I guess, just they got fed up with it. And rather than waiting, she issued a ruling this week in our favor, granting our preliminary injunction that we actually asked for back in 2018, saying, in fact, the likelihood is that, you know, we do have Second Amendment rights, and these things are definitely infringements on the rights, and all at an intermediate standard of review, which is, you know, heightened over rational basis, and said even under that standard, the city couldn't get, the township can't get away with it, and ruled in our favor. So now they can't put this law in place to stop the gun show. The gun club and range and store that wanted to open up there, and they're on the line for damages to them as well. It's a case we brought that we felt we, you know, we should win based on the Azell victory we had in Chicago that set real great precedent, which the judge quoted from as well, and the appeals court quoted from as well. And so now the township has to decide, are they just going to comply with this and, you know, take the law off the books and let the, you know, gun club open its range in store, or are they going to try to appeal it? And again, if they appeal it, they're going to lose it continually, because getting preliminary injunctions are not easy. You really have to show you have a very great likelihood of winning, and that the defendants, you know, can't really put up a fight that makes any sense. And so we got the preliminary injunction, and now we have to see if they're going to settle or if they're going to try and fight it some more. But again, we wanted to get the Hill case up to the Supreme Court, and we weren't able to because, you know, Chicago finally capitulated after they lost at the appeals court level, twice, by the way. And so we'd like to get one of these up to the Supreme Court to protect gun stores, gun ranges, and gun clubs in the future. And so I'm sort of hoping that the township, you always don't really want to have them appeal a victory that you have. But on the other hand, if they appeal it again, we go up the court system and we get a stronger, higher court ruling. So I'm kind of excited. But this is a definitely win. And it's important in Pennsylvania because it's a state where there's lots of encroachment right now on gun ranges in particular. And not that we don't have that across the whole country. We do. But there's a lot of going on in Pennsylvania. And I think Carl Arms should be very happy about it because they have a range there and this will help protect Carl Arms. So I'm
you better believe it.
That since we were just there.
Alan, we've only got 5 seconds. You still feeling great about New York? I'm seeing some questions come in about the New York State Supreme Court case. We feeling good? Yes, no?
Yes. Again, I always go back to it takes four votes to hear a case, 5 to win it. I don't believe our judges would have taken it if they weren't going to overturn it.
We'll be back after this with AWR Hawkins. Thank you, Alan.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Let me give a big shout out to you listeners tuned in on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker. On Friday after my show, I jumped on with Andy Hoosier on his show in your neck of the woods and had a great time with him. Not enough time, but got to spend some time with him. And I love you listeners at KQAM. We've got so many fans up there. I get so much email from you. Guys, I apologize if I'm not getting back to you on emails. I'm thousands behind. I'm going to tell you that right now. And I don't think I'm going to get caught up anytime soon. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News joins us now in the Car Firearms Group studios on the Lead Slingers mic. All of it presented by X Insurance. AWR, how the heck are you? AWR, do we have you there?
I'm right here.
Gotcha. Got some background noise there. Just wanted to let you know that. Chicago.
I moved it.
There you go. Chicago crime. We always start with you with Chicago. I'm a little bit surprised. This weekend we saw 20 shootings, 4 killings. The number reduced a little bit. What happened? Did the weather change? Well, was it global warming? What is it?
I don't know. I do know that the reports were at odds with one another, which is why I didn't write anything. I never write if I can't find, you know, I don't want to write something. This one goes, well, you're sensationalizing. That was one single report, blah, blah, blah. And so I couldn't find enough information. It was in agreement. I expect by tomorrow morning, of course, it'll be a completely different story.
Well, I agree with you, and we watch the numbers every day. I write about it on Armed American News. I catch up, and I've had to update it, those stories I put out a couple times as well. And I find, like you do, some of these places are at odds with each other. So we'll know more tomorrow. Right now, hey, Jack Blank is showing 20 wounded. They're usually pretty accurate on their numbers, and 4 killed. But let's add to that, though, because you did write this. Just Wednesday alone, 10 shot in Chicago. Right. This is not just a weekend thing, right?
Right. Right. I mean, and that's what's important to understand. People are getting shot in that city throughout the time period, whether that time occurs on a Monday, a Wednesday, a Friday, a Sunday. Right. It's just a killing field, and people have to understand that. And that's what you get when you trust gun control. You know, I say this, Mark, and I know I've said it to you, but I'm going to say it again. Gun control is not a suitable substitute for freedom. And if it was a suitable substitute for freedom, our founding fathers would have given us gun control instead of freedom. And that's what we got to remember. And the gun control part's not working. So we got to get back to the freedom part. And that's what the folks in Chicago need. They're in dire need for freedom.
And the people know that, AWR. It's the powers to be that don't or don't care. I mean, you and I have beaten this back and forth many times over the years. And I know you're in agreement with me here. Stop me if you're not. But they clearly don't care about the well-being and the safety of their citizens. This is clearly about power. It's the only thing that makes sense. Otherwise, they would change it up because we know what works. Let's go to Lauren Boebert. Go ahead. Did you want to add something to that?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I was going to compliment what you're saying, not take away from it. I wanted to say, as we've discussed many times, see, these people that are getting killed in Chicago, they're not sending donations to the Democrat Party. The favor they do the Democrat Party is once every 2 or 4 years they vote for them. And that's the only time they're important. Outside of those times, when two-year-olds are getting killed or wounded, is what I should say, excuse me, last Friday, as in 9 days ago, a two-year-old was in her mom's arms when she got shot. It doesn't matter. Yep. It does not matter to the Democrats because it didn't happen to a family that donates to them. Now, it would matter if we were close to an election. You bet it'd matter. But right now, everybody's dispensable until the Democrats need them again. And that is the sad truth of the Democrat Party.
Yeah. It really, truly is a sad truth. But again, if you want proof of what we're talking about and what you're hearing AWR say, simply go back and listen to our broadcasts on Sundays when we cover this very issue week after week. We have to. Nobody else does, not to the extent that we do. I want to ask you just a psychological question. I know it's tough to get into the heads of these gangbangers, but what we talk about evil being real. Evil exists, AWR. We all know that. What kind of person has no feeling about shooting a two-year-old in their mother's arms? What kind of person is that? And are they controllable anyway?
I was going to say, I can't really answer this question because ultimately the solution to this question is a mom that pulls out a 5-shot revolver and shoots back and takes that threat out. That's the ultimate solution. And beyond that is that his friends read about it in the paper and they go, oh, Billy shot at so-and-so and now he's gone. We're going to bury him. And as that news gets out, people go, we might want to rethink this lifestyle because the good folks are shooting back now. And until we reach that point in that part of Chicago, we're not going to see any change.
And that has to happen on a regular basis. And meanwhile, it does happen. It just doesn't happen enough. Let's shift gears and go to Lauren Boebert. Now, there was a mass killing in Norway. You never hear about this. The mainstream press doesn't like to talk about this. In this case, it was a bow and arrow. How many people were killed? I mean, that's a brutal attack.
Five people were killed.
Tell us about it.
I mean, you've named it. Five people killed, a guy walking around with a bow and arrow shooting them. And what Boebert said, and she's Republican, Colorado District 3, they're in Rifle, Colorado. Rifle should be very proud of her. What she said is, look, this is another demonstration. It's not the weapon, it's the person. You know, evil exists, and an evil person. You remember the attack in France, Mark? What was it, 4 years ago? The guy drove a delivery truck, and what did he kill? 87 folks with the delivery truck? He didn't use a firearm. Yeah. And so these people will weaponize whatever they can get their paws on. And the solution, again, and Boebert didn't get into this, and I'm not criticizing her for it. She was making the larger point that it's not the weapon, it's the person. But I'm going to make this point. You pull a bow and arrow with intention to kill, what the Second Amendment does, it protects my right to jerk my nine and put a slug in your chest. And or for my wife to do that, or for my friend's wife to do that, whoever. But when you live somewhere like Norway, where you have to have, now tell me if this doesn't sound like the Democrat Party. In Norway, you have to have a background check that includes third-party character references. Yeah. You have to register your guns. You have to get a license to own a gun or to own ammo. There are rules on how you store your gun. Of course, there are only certain guns that are approved by the government for ownership. So you have to do all of that just to own whatever guns are government approved. Well, while you're doing all that, some yahoos walk around with a bow and arrow killing people. And so what you have to understand here in America, where you can do it, abide by the laws of your state, but you storm because it's up to you. If you're not ready, it's on you. But it's up to you to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, and you know, Lauren Boebert famously carries a firearm. She's very well known for that. The left hates her. And she put pressure on Nancy Pelosi and the House, if you recall, listeners, to because you could carry guns. But not under Nancy Pelosi's rule. The metal detectors don't apply to her. She walks around them and then fines other congresswomen $5,000 if they try to skirt the skirt the metal detectors that she regularly walks around. AWR, CNN is more. This is a crazy story here when you get into the weeds of this. CNN is warning of gun surge at TSA checkpoints. I can't get through the headline here. Went from 10 in a million to 11 in a million. What CNN is sounding the warning on a surge in airline passengers with guns in their bags at TSA checkpoints. Why is this crazy?
Let me tell you what CNN's goal was. The goal was to report on the surge in gun buying and then say, see what happened? We told you all these Americans bought these guns and now they're trying to carry them on the planes. They forget them, leave them in a bag. We told you. And they reported something like 4,200, 4,300 guns recovered at TSA this year. That sounds like a big number. Except then buried in the piece, they said, this is quite a jump from last year. Last year was 10 in 1 million passengers had a gun. This year it has jumped all the way to 11 in 1 million passengers. And so, see, it's a made-up story, Mark. And the goal is to make us look irresponsible. Yeah. Guess what I do with my gun? When I have to drive about 40 minutes to the airport, I either tuck it in my door console, and I know it's there, that's what I do, or I leave it at home. There's not a chance it's going to be in my bag. I think about it. Now, that doesn't mean I can't make a mistake, but, you know, CNN's just trying to exploit stuff.
This is the epitome of fake news is what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen. This is the absolute epitome of fake news. Big failure on CNN's part in trying to embellish a report that really wasn't news to begin with. AWR Hawkins, one more segment coming up. Don't go away. Hey guys, Mark here. And you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at TigerLight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. TigerLight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back inside. Been waiting for this show all week. I'm so glad I just love sitting here with you on Sundays and it's giving you some freedom news, you know? I just filling that prescription for freedom. It's not a lot of people think this is the end of your, it's not the end of your week. This is the beginning of your week. We're just beginning a new week here on Armed American Radio, and I love it. And to everybody tuned in around the country, I love each and every one of you. Thank you for your support over the years. Please make it a priority to visit all of our partners. All of this is presented to you today by X Insurance. X Insurance is dominating the firearms industry. Writes the policies for CCR KBA. I'm on the board. Writes the policies for the Second Amendment Foundation. They have my concealed carry policy. They should have yours. They're also working on business for me. They've got a gap for me. This is a real insurance company, Prime Insurance, the number one in risk across the country, A-rated. And they aim, we're going to, both Rick Lindsay and myself on November 9th, the CEO of Prime, X Insurance is their suite of products that protect you when it comes to your firearms and your concealed carry, whatever it may be. We'll be with Daniel Defense and Marty and Cindy and the marketing team down there, and we've got so much getting ready to happen. I make it really easy for you to visit all of our partners. Please do so by visiting armedamericanradio.com and Armed American News. You're going to start seeing some new advertisers over there. Please visit them all. Every single one of them make this show possible over all these years, and we love each and every one of them. They're the best of the best. Please support them. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. We've got one segment left with him here as we already wrap up hour one. AWR, that CNN piece, the more I look at that, the angrier I get because of the fakeness of it. But thank you for putting that out there and pointing out to listeners exactly how fake news actually works, because that is just a prime example of it, is it not?
Right. Yeah. See, what they expect is for MSNBC and the rest of them to grab that and run with it and talk about how such a large portion of the new gun buyers there they're untrustworthy and they shouldn't have guns and they shoot from the hip and all that. You know, it's like Dave Chipman all over again, calling first-time gun buyers Tiger King. It's just the same kind of garbage.
Let's talk a little bit about defunding the police. Chicago now in the throes of yet again another mess with Lori Lightfoot up there. Lightfoot is her real name, but she's a lighthead. I don't know of any other way to describe her. Beetlejuice, maybe. But this woman is a utter disgrace. And how she stands in front of those cameras day after day discussing the death and carnage in her city, completely unwilling to do anything about it when we know how to fix the problem. And now she has a mandate. And the Chicago Police Union, much like we saw with Southwest Airlines, is having none of it. And they're proving again that we, the people, have the power. But these are cities that defunded the police quietly. Some of them didn't really want to talk about it when they realized it was unpopular. But because they're Democrats, they can't help themselves. But you have a report that was out on October 11th that many cities that defunded the police are quietly restoring funding. But they're not talking about that. What's happening here?
No, you're right. They don't want to drive the hippies and freaks crazy. And the hippies and freaks all rolled out to defund the police. And so now a lot of those same city councils are voting to reinstate the funding. In some places, like if you look at Burlington, Vermont, they are actually giving $10,000 bonuses to keep officers from leaving the department. Wow. And so, you know, you look at Austin has added what they took away and more. And again, you know, they're not saying it. They're not doing it loud because they're not hiding it, but they're not putting it on billboards is what I'm saying, because they don't want to rile up all those folks who are just, they're sitting home right now with their placards and they're just trying to see what they can draw on it and protest today. And so they've just avoided that mess, but they've restored funding to police. So you saw it in New York City. I think they've added either another $200 or $250 million to their police budget. You see a 3% increase in Los Angeles. And so it is it's across the board in a real way. A lot of these cities that were so vocal and here's what we're going to do, and we're going to take money away from the police. They realize it. It's bad news when that happens and you have a home invasion and you dial 911 and no one answers the phone. And so they're kind of reverse course here.
Which is a good thing. But again, lack of pure leadership skills. You can't – leadership is – you either are born with leadership skills or you're not. It's not something you can teach, and these Democrats have none of them. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas, as AWR is reporting at Breitbart News, and I quote, he's referring to Austin here, Austin's decision puts the brave men and women of the Austin Police Department and their families at greater risk and paves the way for lawlessness. Public safety is job one, and Austin has abandoned that duty. They have abandoned that duty. We see the same thing in New York. We see the same thing in Chicago. Go ahead.
No, and Austin has now reversed course. They've seen what Abbott said. Abbott said that when they were cutting funding. And, you know, when he did it, everyone's like, hey, Greg Abbott's crazy. He's just a right winger. He's crazy. Well, he wasn't crazy at all. And what he was doing is stating the facts, and that's what the city witnessed, and the city council has now restored funding. And so, you know, Abbott needs a kudos. He needs a way to go. Attaboy, because he was dead on. He was right.
Yeah, he was right. And sadly, it's frustrating for us when we talk about this every week because we know that there are solutions here. And I guess I'm just going to ask this question. What is so wrong with standing up and saying we were wrong?
I'm sorry that I'm laughing, but you can't. It reminds me of those arrogant leftists that taught me when I was doing my PhD. See, three words they can never say were, I don't know. And they could never admit being wrong, or they could never admit that there was something they didn't know. And that's part of the arrogance of the left. And I'm going to drop a name. I remember one of my professors when I did my master's was Bruce Brazenton, a heck of a man. He's the kind of man that should be a professor. And he would tell me, he'd go, Hawkins, never forget those three words, I don't know. And he would tell me that, you know, you never know so much that you can't learn from somebody or that you can't admit I don't have knowledge in this area. And when I meet somebody who can't say I don't know, I don't talk to them too long. I don't say mean things to them, but I get away from them because I know this person is either arrogant or ignorant, and I don't need either of those.
You probably saw when you said I don't know, the interview with the two Ben and Jerry leftist freaks. These two hypocrites. You saw this interview when she said, why do you continue to sell? I mean, you guys make it a big deal, you know, voter rights and everything else. Why are you still selling ice cream in Georgia? Now, keep in mind, we expanded voter rights in Georgia. But again, I don't know if it was a trick question or not, but he just looked blankly at the camera. And for about 30 seconds, he finally said, I don't know. It was absolutely hilarious. And he said it for a different reason, because he didn't want people to know his hypocrisy and his capitalist greed that they're all ragging. Just, you know, this is just like the Michael Moore syndrome, where you rag the very system that makes you a multimillionaire and builds you that beautiful house on Torch Lake and other homes around the world. All right, AWR, thank you, brother, for everything that you do. We're going to let you get back to doing whatever it is you're doing on a beautiful evening in the Phoenix area, where the weather is awesome. Looking forward to seeing you again in the very, very, very near future, because we're going to come out and have some Sours mustard together on whatever we can spread it on at AWR Hawkins Ranch out there in Phoenix. I can promise you that. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. It's where you can find everything that he writes. Look his name up and read everything. Stay on top of this stuff, and you'll have a leg up when you come listen to Armed American Radio, the MonsterCast, when he's on as well. Coming up in the next hour, special hour for you, former Fox News anchor Donna Fiducia and Don Newen from Cowboy Logic Radio. They pull no punches. Get ready to be entertained and learn. You're going to be educated. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358. And remember, use promo code AAR.